The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stink up
your... Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Testing.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for What the Heck Is Today's Date? February 2nd, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the girl downstairs, the burning in my loins, is Uncle Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
I don't have my notes up, so I didn't read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along. Let me find those notes. Hold on a second. Don't mind me. I'm as prepared as always. There we go. And it's blank. Now, as a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on our in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you want to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. I should say the newly renovated and looking really spiffy kithacore.org. I'm really proud of this one, actually.
How long are you going to leave this one be?
Well, until I find something different, I guess. I don't know. But I've been working on this one for a few weeks, and I think I put the finishing touches on it, and I think it looks really good. What do you think?
I think it looks really snazzy.
Thank you.
Now leave it alone.
Oh. Nicotel's saying something's not showing up. What's not showing up? It is not something for me. What's not showing up?
Who knows? It is not showing up.
He's saying he can't see his channel. Nick, we see you talking. I don't know if you can see the channel. I want to check your chat settings on that. Let's see here. I am actually going around collecting tokens for the Gorowin Fair. The fair is in Gorowin, as you heard on EQ Tuesday. Let's see, where am I going? Thundering Steps. Nick is saying that his text is not showing up in any of his windows. You may want to log out and log back in. That is a known bug that happens every once in a while. Your chat channels will get a little messed up. Just log out, log back in again. You should be fine. Or at least that's typically fine. So how are you doing today, Elfwin?
Okay.
Yeah. You seemed a little down when I came home.
Oh, it's just been a heck of a week.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, you might as well say it, you know.
Well, yeah, we had our memorial.
They don't know. You have to start at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, we were in... where the hell were we? Sebelius. Crypt of Agony. With a few friends on Saturday when we got the news that Drelzna, of course also known by a few other names, Drelzna, Brienne, Lalandra,
Danielle.
Daniela. or just Danielle, something like that.
Daniela.
From the Legion of Kithagor, also had a few characters, and the Arcane Masters had passed away of a heart attack in real life. So, of course, everyone here was, we stopped hunting right away. We took the taking the loss pretty hard, and especially Elquin. I wish there was more I could do for you, hon. I really do.
It's okay.
But we had our memorial service on Saturday, and a few people showed 20 people showed up, something like that.
Yeah, the new Aaron.
Mm-hmm. And, we had our memorial. Of course, memorials are not for the person who died.
It's for the people who are left.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but they were having a real memorial the same day.
At the same time.
I found out it was earlier in the day, not the same time, but they still had it. And I didn't know, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to find out they were having a real-life memorial at the same time.
When they finally get the podcast 78 out, probably another day, if you watch any of the Twitters, you can keep up with what's going on with them. Apparently, she lost a whole day of editing because she forgot Brenlo was on the left or something. I don't know. I guess edited him right out of the podcast. I don't know. The channels, the left channels. So it'll probably be another day or so before podcast 78 is out, and they will. I don't know what they're gonna mention him, but he will be mentioned.
That's good. That's nice of them.
Cool. It wasn't, something not expected. Aaron was living for many years with only half a working heart, so I just didn't expect it to be so sudden. Anyway.
But, we can take comfort in knowing that he went quick. The doctors believe that he went quick and didn't suffer. So we can take solace in that. And thank you very much, all the people that have just sent me tells their condolences. Thank you very much. Okay.
No, it's just been a heck of a week and a heck of a day, and bills, taxes, everything. I've been running off to free realms.
Yeah, you've been spending time in the free realms.
It's not bad. I was surprised. I haven't been there in a long time because I don't know. Kind of boring. I could buy my way through my levels basically by buying a real cool weapon and real cool gear and being uber, but that gets really old. And when I went back, I figured, I want to get some of these. They have fishing now, which I'd like to tackle, but I have a ninja I'd like to finish. I want to tackle fishing, yes.
Tackle fishing, huh? Okay.
But I want to finish off my ninja first, so I started working on my ninja, and I thought, I'm going to check the marketplace to see what sort of weapons they have for ninjas.
Yeah.
And lo, they removed them. And lo, they did not have any uber armor anymore. I was surprised and very happy to see that.
Hmm. Okay.
You can still buy better armor and gear, but you're using in-game coins from the merchants.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty good.
Did you see the slip up?
What?
When the marketplace?
What?
They put up a. Let me bring it up here.
Oh, it's up there now.
Yes, marketplace. Ooh. Let me see. They have a little slip up here. They goofed.
Where?
Let me find it. Hold on a minute.
I got it.
Is it this one? Yeah, the summoning charm. That's
what
in
is that
the,
under
the potions area? That's a that's a call out of veteran. Call of the hero. Charm.
Was it a potion?
It's under potions, but it looks like a blue orb.
Oh, yeah?
They messed up.
What?
Take a look at it. +12 intelligence.
Oh, that's been on the board.
Yep,
That has been stirring up trouble on the board.
Brenlow has stated it was a slip-up. It was already something that was in-game.
Yeah.
But, and all they did really was copy and paste, completely forgot that it had stats.
And,
They said they're not going to remove it, and only because people have already bought it. And if they remove it, they'd have to start refunding money. Now, my suggestion, and it was suggested in the thread, is go ahead and retire it. Take it off. That way, okay, if you already have it, if you already paid for it, then you already have it. But if you don't want them to have something with stats from the marketplace, don't make it available.
I don't see why they just can't take the int off of any future purchases, because you use it 5 times and then what?
Right, you use it 5 times and you're done. That's it.
You're going to have an orb that you're going to take up a slot that has 15 int when there's lots of other items out there at level 70 that, you know, are better for a charm slot than that.
But I'm sure they'll be taking care of it. Brenlow jumped right on it. So I'm sure they'll take care of it. Nobody freak.
But, you know, as far as Free Realms goes, I was kind of glad to see the armor and the weapons off of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm actually getting fairly decent weapons in game and armor and stuff as I'm playing, which was totally different when I first played long ago when it first came out. I played it for about a month and went, eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was else? Oh, they've got housing. I wanted to check out the housing. And, you would like it. I was looking at it going, this is neat. Now, I wish we had something like this in our game, but I don't think it would ever work. But,
well, what's the difference between the housing there and the housing in EQ?
Well, they actually have a whole yard. You come in, you have a yard, you enter, and then you have the house. You have a whole outdoor little area around your house.
That's cool. That's actually something that a lot of people are asking for, a
some outdoor setting that doesn't have walls like they do. But
A lot of people have been asking the dev team through feedbacks or on the forums and stuff, when the new expansion comes out and we get the new housing, how about adding housing to the already existing cities or something like that, but make it like. One of the big suggestions what the hell is it called? The Ironforge Estate?
Yes.
Make that into a player-usable house with the courtyard.
Yeah.
Got a fountain in the front. You know, it's got, it's got some grass area and stuff like that. You know, of course it would cost a lot more.
Well, that's why, I think a lot of people are trying to break out of the current housings. To get outside, to give it more of a, here's my place and here's my outside yard feel. That's the only thing I could think of, that's what I think of when, we try to push beyond the limits of the walls of the house is, let's get outside the house and have something outside. Yes, and the channel is going crazy
about the
over
Hollis
the
house?
Little tidbit that Brenlow posted about the Hollis house.
Mm-hmm. Well, TrueFlight just sent me a tell reminding me that the NDA is still in effect until Friday. I'm assuming he's talking about the Hollis house. He hasn't responded back to me yet. But, Brenlow leaked the picture.
Yeah.
It's out in the open. Sorry, I'm talking about it.
Well, nobody really knows what it is.
Oh, it's pretty obvious what it is.
Oh, yeah, we all figured that out. It's... but nobody's actually saying it's a Hollis house. But it sure looks kind of cool.
He could be screwing with us.
He could be very much screwing with us.
He could be screwing with us. It could be a store that they haven't put the NPCs in yet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Well, that's why on kithacore.org, I put my post up, saying Hollis house, ? It's like, this image was leaked by way of Twitter from a source that will be named as Brenlow.
Besides, is
this new housing for Hollis? Is it Jethel's new steam room? Will there be naked dancing girls and Ratonga smeared in peanut butter? We don't know. So,
I will tell you one thing. I've been to beta, and you can't. I've never seen anything like that over. And I can't even find Hollis. Okay.
No. Hollis is not ready, and is going to be delayed for about a month.
So that has nothing to do with Sentinel's Fate coming out.
Right, that has nothing to do with Sentinel's Fate.
So there.
And I'm sorry if there are any images of Hollis or anything like that, the GMs leaked it. Or the dev team leaked it. Sorry, not my fault. If you didn't want it mentioned, you shouldn't have posted it on Twitter. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
Well, that's why he did it.
I know that's why he did it. He's speculation and wild rumor, and I like it. I like wild rumor and speculation.
So let's pretend, let's say if that is the Hallis house, you were discussing your thoughts on it.
All right, let me bring up the pictures and take a look. My biggest concern with this house is the beams. It's got beams running up the walls, say every 6 feet, and across the ceiling. My problem with this is that's going to cause problems for some people that don't want the beams.
Well, if you don't want the beams, don't live in that house. Mm. You know, I'm looking at it too, and the beams are not that bad. I mean, you've got places to hang a lot of those tapestries from.
Mm-hmm.
Create, you know, room dividers with them. I mean, come on. Mm. Look at the window. That's what I like.
Yeah, the window looks nice. I can't really see the view from outside, but it looks like
snow.
But it looks like snow and maybe water out there. I can't really tell. And, by the way, the lore that's been released about Hollis, this is not old Hollis. Hollis was destroyed. This is a new Hollis.
Well, he figures.
This is a new Hollis in a different area. So don't go around going, hey, how come Hollis isn't in a circle like it was in EQ1? Because it's not the old Hollis. So there you go. But like I said, that's been delayed a month or so, or something like that. So it's not coming out with Sentinel's Fate.
So I'll be taking bets. You know, you can, you know, put yourself down for whatever and send me your plat. And as to the length of time it will take after Hallis is open before Jethel moves there, if there's a 5-room place, okay?
Well, you know what? My current 5-room place is not in use. Talk hasn't gotten around to take a look at it. Talk is said he was going to take a look at what I had in my crate. And was going to take a look at what I had in my moving crate and try to do something for me. But I'm looking at it this way. Hollis is coming out. I may not set up the 5-room house in Kinos. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. I'm definitely liking my room in Freeport. I've set up my room at the J Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. It looks good. I've had people over and they say it looks good, and I'm keeping it. It's Jethel's little safe house.
I need to probably redo my house in Freeport sometime. Mm. It's so full. I don't know. I
you
probably
have
need
so
to move
much
some stuff,
stuff
out.
It isn't funny.
Well, you go through it, and what do I got? I got
books.
Rewards from collections,
mm-hmm.
from heritage quests, from signature quests.
I mean, I'm not saying you didn't earn that stuff. You earned the crap out of everything that you have. I'll give you that.
There's very little, you know, just crafted items in there, really. I mean,
mm-hmm. the only real furniture, the only furniture you have is to hold all the stuff you have. It's
yeah,
pretty much, you don't have a house. You don't have a house. You have a warehouse.
Yeah.
Pretty
but it's
much.
Organized.
So I say, okay, you have that, and you can access that from Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a real role-play house, make it in Kinos, or wait till Hollis comes out, and really make, this is Elquin's love nest. Yeah, or something like that, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Do something like
it's
that.
It's just, you know, I like all my books and stuff, and I don't know. But I'd be interested in seeing the Hallis Helms when they finally do come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I
like
wait.
Gorwin, but I don't know. And I like I like Nereak's houses,
oh,
too.
I love the scheme of Nereak's houses. I think the layouts could be done a little bit better. I'm not quite sure about, you know, one... You know, you go one side and you go up and you go down the. You know, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I like the way the stairways are set up in the larger houses, but
yeah,
I do really like the material, the textures.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like that about Nereak.
Have you ever heard the Gutter Claw? I wanted to know if we remember the George Collins skit about houses.
It's just a place for your stuff.
Yes, you go and you go visit somebody and you take some of that stuff with you. And then you go someplace else. So you leave a little bit of your stuff there and you take a little bit more to the other place.
Hey, have you ever noticed that there's...
I think at the end of the joke, he's down to a toothbrush and a comb or something.
Something like
but
that.
But he still has his stuff.
You ever notice that your stuff is stuff and everyone else's stuff is shit?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, move your shit so I can put my stuff down. I miss George Carlin.
I do too.
Oh, God, I had to stand up. I pulled my hip out of joint this morning. And no, it wasn't for the reason that Eloquent twittered back. She is not here when I wake up in the morning.
I couldn't although, help it. Although, I saw that and I went...
Although, I have to say, I wish it was caused by sexual activity, but no, I just got up wrong and turned the wrong way or something, and my hip popped out of joint, and oh, God, that hurts. Oh, I'm telling you, I thought I was hurting pretty bad during work.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was hurting bad pretty work, but during work, but oh, God, the ride home was agony.
I'm sorry.
The ride home, I was just, oh, God damn it.
Honestly, the pictures in the Kama Sutra book made it look so easy. Oh, I'm sorry. That was amusing. Oh, it was terrible of me, but I couldn't help it. It was funny.
It was funny. And once again, you prove that you're the reason behind the audience part,
no.
the mature audience warning. So, what the hell's his name? Letesh now has to take a drink.
Oh, we're going to get him drunk?
Well, he said right before the show started that he's started a new drinking game, and every time that you prove the point why we have a mature audience warning, he's going to take a drink.
Should we try and get him really drunk tonight?
Sure.
So what else did I find in Free Realms besides the housing is cool?
I don't know.
There's something else.
Right, you're talking about Free Realms for a minute. I'm going to be back in like 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Besides all the little cute little new pets that they've got. They got horses. Yeah,
I just
got
to stretch a leg for a minute. I'll be right back. Ouch.
Unicorns. The horses are the unicorns, and the pegasuses and the horses. They all remind me of My Little Pony, which is cute and endearing, but no. I passed on that one. And they've got dinosaurs, which is kind of cute. And the spider pets, yes. And I settled on a dragon. I have a little purple-type dragon. That was another thing I thought was fascinating about the Free Realms housing, is that when you go to visit your house, all the pets you own are out in the yard frolicking. So that was kind of cool. But what else? There was something else that I discovered, and I thought it was kind of cool. And it's probably old hat to anybody that's been playing Free Realms for the last... Well, since it's opened. I mean, they did away with the different merchants. If you want to buy something, you just bring it up and buy it wherever you're at. So it's kind of cool. The armor. That was another thing I was thinking about. The armor. And instead of running around finding the color type of armor you want, you can color it yourself. So if you like this one style, you can at least color it the way you want. I thought that was pretty good. Yes, and they have little daily spin things and all these other little goody things. But this is totally lazy. If you're on a quest and you need to go somewhere and it's marked on the map, you can say, take me there. And you can walk away. And what it will do is it'll take your little toon and fly you or walk you to the next location in the quest, regardless of where it's at. I thought that was pretty cute. Matt Jethel said it was being a lazy gamer. Yeah, Let's see. And he's stretching his leg, and I have to keep talking. This is terrible. No, I don't. I'm getting prompts here. I don't do the racing and the derby because I'm just not really good at that. So, and I haven't done soccer either. I think the thing that took me back was fishing, because I missed fishing from EverQuest, where you worked your fishing up, and you actually stood there and threw a pole in the water, and you actually fished, and there wasn't little pods of fish that you click on. You just any body of water you would fish in. So, and it also reminds me of fishing in WoW, same sort of thing. There isn't specific areas to little pods of fish that you fish out of. You just find water and cast your line and fish. So,
I'm back.
You're back. Good. You missed fishing.
That's all right.
I don't know what it's like fishing in Vanguard. I have been in Vanguard, but never got around to fishing. I was still finding my way around crafting and stuff. How's your leg?
Yeah, a little better, I think.
Well, we can try that one on page 57 and see if it straightens it back out.
57, huh? Hold on a minute, let me... That hurt just looking at it.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm all done talking about free rams. I can't think of anything else new or interesting that I saw there.
Okay, good. So I missed all the conversation. Good. All right.
Yep.
I just realized something. I checked the bank, actually. I am thinking that I don't have any city tokens, but God, I've been doing rats.
I probably threw them all in the bank. You get,
Well, I've been decorating the new club. So I've had to throw a lot of my stuff into the bank so I have room.
I have them on me. How many do I have so far? To take all that stuff back to my house. Well, somewhere in one of my bags. Isn't it terrible when you go looking through your bags, trying to find something?
God, now I feel like a fae. I'm going around Gorwin and I'm stopping it to be purple shiny.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shiny! Shiny's on the road. Dun, 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 dun. I now have 3 full sets.
I must be blind. I don't see mine in any of my bags. That's weird.
Your what? Your tokens?
Oh, there they are. I keep looking for something different. And I got 86.
86 tokens? Wow.
86 city tokens, yeah.
Wow.
That's from doing writs.
Mm-hmm. Just,
you know. Been trying to do at least one set of what I call a set of writs, which is 4 and 4.
Mm. Yeah, and for Femme who just asked, yes, purple shinies and Gorowin. It's for the fair, and you get, let me link this in the channel, the new Gorowin mailbox.
Yeah, let's see it.
There you go. I just linked that in channel, which looks like all the other house mailboxes, except it has a different texture to
lid
it.
On the top. Mm-hmm. Different textured lid.
Eek. Yep, just your different textured lid. And the shinies are all over Gorwin, by the way. Don't just look for them only around not just only around the fair area. I mean, they're up in the housing areas. They're on all the platforms. I saw one this morning in a place that you couldn't actually get to unless you jumped and died. You know, if you didn't have Featherfall, that is.
See, now I have the Kelethan one.
Yeah, I got that last month. Okay, so these fairs, what runs for a month?
No.
How long?
A week, I thought.
Oh, a week. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Sorry.
I thought it ran for a week.
Well, that's good. Because every friggin' day I've tried to log in the morning to do anything, the servers have been down. What is it with Sony? Every time that they have some kind of an event going, They gotta patch. They gotta have maintenance. For God's sake, some of us can't be on all day long. I like to log in before I go to work and try to get something done if I can. But the last couple of times, you know, like the moonlight enchantment things,
mm-hmm.
and now the Gorwin Fair. You know, I try to log in. It's like trying log in server number one, log in server number two, log in server number three. You know, whatever. Okay, let's see. They gotta be in my bank. I gotta find them. So yeah, what I'm doing is I'm just going for the 3-token symbol quest because I can do it while I'm talking on the air and concentrate a little bit.
Because all you're doing is running from point A to B.
Right. I mean, you go see the troll on the dock. They want you to go collect supplies in Mara. And you just run to Mara, see the guy on the dock there, pick up the supplies, run back, you got 3 tokens. It's simple, it's easy. So easy, even Jethel can do it. Mm. Let's see, what am I thinking here?
I forgot, do tokens. I get...
I still have.
Token? Is it token apiece for each of the writs you do? Yeah, 1 token.
Yeah, it's 1 token for the writs, but this simple quest that you can complete in 5 minutes gives you 3.
But I was saying that... I tried to do a set of writs, and to me a set of writs is like going to Kylon Plains and picking up all the ones for the Kalothan faction and all the ones for the Kinos faction and heading over to Jarlathan Wastes?
Jarthas.
I don't know why I have a problem with that.
Jarsath.
Jarthasath. JW Waste, or J Waste. How's that? I can say that.
Okay, I have 39 tokens. I want to go spend them. Have you seen the new Red Marble stuff?
Yeah, I just looked at it on the broker or the sales guy down here, and it looks pretty neat.
Really?
I just found, you know, that vase thing they're selling that has steam coming out of it.
What, the cauldron?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I found one in the city, and I'm looking at it up close.
Ah.
You know, I like... It's another thing that you can use underneath your hot tub, guys, to make it look steamy.
Well, I think the steam's coming out a little too much on that, don't you think? It looked like, oh my god!
Well,
we're gonna boil to death!
You were building a sauna one time.
Mm-hmm.
You could always put those underneath the sauna.
Shiver is saying that the new red stuff is too dark. Well, some people might like that. I mean, I don't know what the Freeport stuff's going to look like, or the Nyriac, but we have seen previews of what the Kinos stuff is. Kinos is going to be all white marble.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Mm.
Have you been in the Tier 3 guild halls lately?
Lately. No.
Do me a favor, or anyone listening, the Tier 3 guild halls, did they retexture them? Either they retextured the Tier 3 guild halls, or my texture files for that were corrupt before I did this fresh install of EQ. Because the only thing I can remember hating about the Tier 3 halls was it was all white. No, True Flight, I didn't get a new graphics card.
They weren't all white, though.
They weren't. So
not
they had
me.
So they had green... okay, Angela Correa is telling me that they were redone recently.
Huh.
That the textures were redone. Okay, because I just remember them being all white marble, and With my lighting settings, I couldn't even see it. It was just all white.
Hmm.
But now you go in and there's grass, and there's, you know, blues and browns. You know, they retextured them rather nicely. But I don't.
They had grass before.
They did? Okay, then there was something wrong with my texture settings or with my texture files then, because I never saw any color.
They had lots of color.
Okay.
Maybe your files were corrupt or something.
Could be. Know what I ought to do? Because I still have that old, EverQuest installation on my other drive. I should load that up and
Take a look.
But
well, as soon as you start it up, wouldn't it update and rechange your patch the files?
No one ever did before.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. So yeah, I'm liking. I mean, the Gorwin round counter.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
I like it. Let me link that here. Gorwin round counter is nice. Matter of fact, I'm picking it up. I'm picking up a couple of these for the club because I think it fits the club rather more than the Kelethon one.
See now, yeah. Before I get anything new, I need to redo my place. I need to decide what I need gotten rid of and scale down or something because I am like to the max. No room for anything.
So let's see, the Gorwin round corner looks good. The dual scroll case looks kind of nice.
Yeah, but I wish there was room on it to. I mean, is there room on it to even put some of your own scrolls?
No, I don't think you can actually put your own stuff on it.
See, you know, I'm more into usable objects that I can actually put things on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of scrolls.
Yeah.
And books and stuff, but for something to decorate with to accent, I could see using that. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a lot of stuff coming this week, this whole month.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see, tomorrow, if you read any of the tweets coming out of Brenlow, tomorrow
no,
he's
I don't
10 years with Sony?
Yes.
I think everybody should write Brenlow at Sony and say 10 more years.
Or tweet him,
10 more years, 10 more years. Anybody that went to fanfare would get the joke. Brenlow's up there on the stage at fanfare.
And a banana
leading
suit.
A chant for the entire audience. And when he got everybody going, 10 more years, 10 more years.
And he's in a banana suit.
So.
Banana
did I look up his email? I think it's on the podcast page.
I think it's alan.crosby@station.sony.com or something like that. But of course he's going to kill me now that I've said it.
Why? It's on the podcast page. It's on the
true if he's advertising. You know, kinda like that graphic file that was leaked.
Yeah. So yeah, I think everybody should send him a mail saying 10 more years.
Hey, you know what they got here at the fine food and drink broker here in Gorwin?
What?
Beaver.
They got beaver?
Beaver.
All right. Link me a beaver.
Beaver. All right, let's see your exam.
And that was pretty quick. I've got all the collections for the Gorwin.
Yeah, I got my first one rather quick, too. There you go. Beaver.
Beaver tail.
Beaver tail. I'm imagining that being like a pork chop.
Pork chop.
Snap shot. No one who has
okay,
seen the breeze.
Okay, beaver tail is risen dough in the shape of a beaver tail, fried and sprinkled with powdered sweet syrup.
Ooh.
This is a level 100 saturation high, duration 31 minutes, 30 seconds, increase out of combat health, regeneration per tick of target by 190.
Hmm.
Of course, the effect suspends during combat. Can you even equip it? It's a level 100.
And, yes, Clorny, I agree completely. We need, you know, those water platforms? Need to make them so you can go through them. Need to make them not solid.
If you do that, then how are you going to grab them to move them?
Same way as you do the tubs and the...
yes, but the tubs
stuff.
Have an outside
or the,
surface
the,
that you can grab.
The wispy vampiric mirrors.
Again, you still have a frame.
Yes, and what we're saying is the water in the water platform needs to be able to go through. It does have a border around it.
Oh, I forgot. I keep thinking of the other squares.
Not the squares.
Yeah, well, depends. If they can get around to it.
But once more, I must take credit for the new squares that are out. The cloud ones and the and for the water platform. I wrote Domino about 6 months ago. Hey, wouldn't it be great if we had like squares that were scrolling clouds and stars and stuff? So you can put them up on the ceiling. So I'll take credit for that. Okay, feedback, attention, feedback, attention, Domino. Dear Domino, it'd be really great if we had some kind of illusion that made women topless. Let's see if that happens.
Not.
Oh, hi, Domino. How are you? She's in the channel now. Oh, boy. So
we have Eurolus Day coming.
Yeah, Silurisi Day coming. And it's not good. Or I should say, you know, it's we're going to enjoy it, and thank you, Sony. But it's not good
news.
No.
Oh, Domino vetoed my topless illusion.
Your topless illusion?
Come on, all the cool kids in Age of Conan are doing it. Yes, but Illyricy Day is coming.
And I will probably do a blog about it.
About our crushing disappointment?
Yeah.
Let me read what I have written here. Let me find my blog post about Kithagor. So you can find all of Jethel's information and blog posts at kithagor.org. Let's see here. Love the neighbor. Friend of the back,
I was mystery, working on the
lost battlegrounds. We'll talk about battlegrounds later.
I was working on the graphics, getting them ready.
Okay, here we go. Fun, adventure, and crafting delights are in store. And of course, horrible, horrible depression and misery as we're reminded of the passing of Illyricimar. Will we find solace in the hearts of others? Will the goddess of love be reborn on Norrath? I don't know, but we can hope.
I can tell you this.
Tell me something.
The sisters of Eurolus Mar are not happy.
No!
They're extremely depressed. Now, unless they changed anything from Test, then this is not. I mean, there's two new quests that are pretty cool. One turns you into sort of a Cupid, and the other one sends you off on an adventure.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to really depress the shit out of us, aren't they?
Well, I think we're just going to have to wait till Hallis opens. But I seriously doubt that, you know. Well,
I mean that's my hope. That's my hope. That when Hollis is released, Illyricy will suddenly become a worshipable mob, a worshipable deity. That's my hope. But until then, Jethel's with Solosek. I went ahead and did the deity line for Solosek in one night. And thank you very much for everyone that helped me on the final mod. So, Illyricy.
But actually read the quest giver's quest stuff, guys. Don't just zip through it.
Read,
or you're going to miss a lot of little tidbits.
Tidbits. Request. Do it.
The crafting stuff's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to the runners.
Runners?
Yeah, isn't that where the runner's coming from?
What runner?
The long rugs.
Oh, yes. The new crafting items and house items look very nice. I'm looking forward to the long rug so we don't have to put three rugs in a row. That's always nice. I'm sure they'll be resizable and stuff like that.
Well, they're supposed to be long and skinny. I was thinking of maybe redoing my library and making it two-story.
Oh, there you go. Well, we don't know if they're solid.
Well, I'm pretty certain they will be.
Don't know if they're
solid. I'm hoping.
We don't know if they're solid. We don't know if there's a texture on the underside.
so far, any of the rugs that have been coming out have been solid. So I'm crossing my fingers that Domino
has
been...
Yeah, so now that we know Domino is listening tonight, textures on the back sides are good. We like textures on the back sides.
Yes, but you know it takes up more memory, too.
Yeah, I know.
Any 3D object that's got textures on all sides.
Yes, but a rug is only one-dimensional.
No, it's two-dimensional.
Well, two-dimensional. But still, you know, it's two-dimensional. It's not like you have hundreds of polygons on this thing. It's a rectangle.
There's also a thickness to them. So you've got, there's four. I mean, just figure a box squished down.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Okay, that's how many, but each one of the corners is a polygon or a, whatever. I can't remember what they're called right now.
Yeah,
a point.
Polygon, yes.
No, a point. And then the whole square is a polygon.
All right, fine.
That was fun when I used to texture 3D objects. And believe me, if you could not have to texture a backside of an object, you didn't do it.
So coming up, we're going to have a music break.
Ooh.
And during this music break, Jethel's releasing a new song!
Yay!
New song. A new song that was actually recommended by Nicotel of the Maiden's Fancy and Tony Bale Server.
Arolis Day will start the 4th.
4th.
This week.
The 17th, is it? 4th through the 17th?
Yes, because supposedly on the 16th, all those that went to Fanfare should be able to have Sentinel's Face early. I've got to check and make sure that my pre-order of the Advanced Collection or the Collector's Edition is all still copacetic. And yeah, I wanted the... I mean, I know I'm getting it for free, but I want the friggin' cat mount. I want the DVD of Evercracked.
Okay. You go for it. I'm good without. I don't use mounts, you know that.
No, but, you know. I've only gotten a couple of the collectors, you know. Mm-hmm. I've got when EverQuest 2 came out, I did get the collector's edition because I wanted the dragon, of course.
Right.
And that's the last one I've ever gotten. So.
How'd you get your current horse?
My current horse is through the Rhine faction.
Oh, I see.
How are you getting it for... We're just getting the normal download version, I believe, free on the 16th. Any
right.
of those that went to Fanfare, you'll probably be getting a free digital download. Yep. I'm buying, in addition to the digital download, the collectors.
Because she wants them out.
Because I want them out.
So you're paying for the mount.
Paying to have the collector's edition, yes.
You're paying for the mount. That's pay for content, you know that.
So, my horse that I'm riding now is the, Frigadig.
The Frigadig? They have a horse named the Frigadig?
The Order of the Rhine Icemare, which, as far as I know, is one of the fastest horses in the game at the moment.
Okay.
I believe.
Well, for the amount of work you have to do to build up that faction, I would hope so.
Well, you know, it wasn't that bad. And I forgot how much plat it cost me, but, you know, when I was doing the quests and doing the hunting and everything, I made enough money off of stuff to basically pay for the friggin' horse. Maybe it was like 15 plat or something. I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was more.
Okay.
But I really like my horse. It's fast. And then on top of that, I've got AA into mounts. So, what was my run speed? We were talking about it last week. It's, what is my run speed?
I think you told me it was like 75.
Oh, 74, and you're 73. They're saying there's a raid one that's faster. Well,
yeah?
Cool. Well, I didn't say the, I said one of the fastest.
Mm. We have a couple of dings to announce.
Oh, cool.
Urson and Santania have dinged level 80. They were little level grinding fiends this weekend.
Wow. Yeah.
So we're going to give them some big old dings here. There's one for Urson. Let's have one for Sant. There you go. Congratulations, Urson and Sant. Well done. Yeah, they gained like 10 levels this month.
Well, then that really, when they were talking about changing the experience and making it more of a curve and taking some of the bumps out, is really proving it.
Oh, God. The day they changed it, Urson dinged twice with one quest.
One quest turning, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Fem's correcting me. The Rhymes horse was 40 plat.
Ah, 40 plat.
But like I said, I made that much during the course of the whole faction thing.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a pretty much thing for itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I wish they could do was get a horse and be able to turn off the horse. Like you can turn off your cloaks.
Uh-huh.
Or you can turn off your pet. You can hide your pets, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think it'd be kind of cool because I don't want to see Jethel on a horse. He likes running. He runs everywhere.
Why bother with it? I mean, you already got, you're like 1 point down from my run speed.
Hmm.
Well, but I like the horse because it has effects on it too.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, like Tonk is saying, that's what I'm talking about. Turn off the horse, but keep the effects.
Well, when you go into an instance or a dungeon, the horse disappears, but you still retain the effects.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to have a brand new song when we take our music break. We are not... I'm going to make the official announcement.
Official announcement for what?
Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns is retired.
Aww.
We're no longer doing it. The reason we're no longer doing it is it's too easy. The last couple of times we've done it, it was done in under 2 minutes.
Do we just have to come up with something else?
Yeah, we're coming up with a new game.
That and Cheez-It was getting kind of tired of me dragging him off to almost his doom and leaving him.
He was getting hoarse. He was just...
I mean, that night I dropped him off with the, what is it, the bird guys? On a ledge.
Yeah.
Alone, all night. I thought he was going to kill me. In my sleep or something. And he was twitching the next day when I saw him, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, we're, enough with the where in Norrath to choose the book. It's just becoming too easy. So we're going to think of something else.
We're open to suggestions.
Yep, we're going
to... Send us in-game mail. Don't try and tell us right now because it's going to go in one eyeball and out the other.
Right. I mean, I had something in mind. I used to actually do something in... I used to do something in EverQuest 1 during guild meetings. Actually, I wonder if I still have the sound clip. I'm going to look at that while I'm talking, but for those of you who remembered when Comedy Central first came out, Ben Stein had a show called Win Ben Stein's Money. Well, I had a Norrathian version of that called Win Jethel Silverwing's Platinum.
Right.
I don't know if you ever played that with me or not. I don't think so.
No, but I saw the little...